late afternoons and evenings.
Blog Talk Radio.
For your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Forgiveness Doctor on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We want to say thank you to our host, John Hollis, who's got Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rockers in Recovery, rocking concerts happening around the state of Florida and soon to be coming around the world, I suspect, for people who are wanting to stay clean and sober and have a good, wholesome entertainment event. All-day event that happened a couple week or so ago was awesome. Another one coming up soon, and maybe John wants to give me some details on that so we can talk about it a little later in the show. And I want to welcome you. We're actually concurrently doing our WWNN, our opening show, where we're going to touch into the forgiveness process, the reality management process from why is this happening to me again, and walk our volunteer through the process today. And so we've got both Jeannie here in the studio and Pamela, who's going to be our volunteer. We'll introduce her a little bit later. And we're also broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio today. Because we're on a land station, we're not going to be doing call-ins. Jeannie will be on the website and able to take any questions in the chat room, but we won't be doing live questions on the air on our live show, which will be every Tuesday from 2 until 3 o'clock. So welcome. We're delighted that you're here. If you want to listen to the show, I guess it wouldn't do much good to give the phone number out now because anybody who'd be getting it, we'll be able to, well, I guess they can still listen. So if you want to listen to the show on your telephone, you can call in at 646-200-4169, 646-200-4169, but there will not be a live conversation today. We'll be back to that tomorrow as we support you in learning the process of forgiveness. And I'd like to just talk a little bit about where we're heading with today's show. This is our first and our opening show, and we're delighted to be here sharing the space with Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And our topic today is reality management, the ancient idea of forgiveness as it comes to us from the Aramaic language. If you'd like to follow along and fill in the worksheet process as we go through it today with Pamela, if you would like to go to our website, which is www.whyagain.com, on the right-hand side, you'll see a link that says Download Worksheet. You can download a worksheet. You can fill in the worksheet as we go through it with Pamela, our brave volunteer. And then tomorrow on our blog talk show, there's a link on our website at the top of our homepage, the same address I just gave. You can tap in, and if you have questions, things that weren't clear for you that you'd like to get clear on, then we will be answering questions 4 days a week on our blog talk, and the live link is on the website, whyagain.com. So I'm going to introduce Jeannie for those who haven't met her, those in our landline audience. Jeannie is my wife and runs the blog talk radio show with me and the switchboard. And if you're in the chat room, it'll be her that will be receiving your questions. Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, thank you, and welcome everybody to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor.
And I'd like to welcome Pamela. Pamela is a forgiveness coach. She's been working with forgiveness for how long now, Pamela?
About 8 years now.
About 8 years, and you've got a site on Facebook.
Yes.
And your site is?
It's called Forgiveness Healing. It's a group you can join. It goes out to all members around the world, so regardless of who's listening and where you are, please check that out.
And you've been doing what we might refer to as traditional or Greek-oriented forgiveness work for a long time. And a couple of months ago, Terry introduced you to the work of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And the Reality Management Sheet. Why don't you share a little bit about your experience and where you've been with all this, and before we actually get into the worksheet?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I've been focusing on the healing power of forgiveness for a while now and sharing that message with pretty much everyone I come into contact with, because I see it as such a huge way to shift your life and heal from the inside out. And the type of forgiveness that I was taught, and I've pretty much have come across everybody else has a similar point of view, was what I've now come to understand as pardoning forgiveness, or pardoning instead of forgiveness, which is, you know, letting somebody else off the hook or myself for forgiving a situation. But what I found that is pardoning. And so it's a nice thing to do, but it doesn't resolve the issue at the core and can then be triggered at a later point. So when Terry introduced me to your work, I was just thrilled to see that there was something that was a much more thorough, complete process that I could utilize in my own life and then take out and share with everybody that I work with and message around the world. So it's very powerful.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you on the team and glad to be on yours. And we have been talking about this forgiveness process actually on the way up to the show today. The three of us rode up together from Fort Lauderdale. We're in Boca Raton, Florida, live, by the way. And one of the topics that came up was the distinguishing between pardoning, the Greek idea that's taught as forgiveness, which isn't forgiveness at all, and the actual Aramaic true forgiveness process. And so we decided that the question came forward from Pamela and the request to clarify it. And that is, there's a thing we talked about in yesterday's show that we call the file folder effect, and that is when you hook two files together in the mind, when one file fires, the second file fires simultaneously. So if I say, don't think about a purple alligator, any time in the future that I say purple alligator is going to fire at some level, even though you may not remember it, it will still be firing and affecting your mind. Interesting enough, in the ancient Aramaic language, there was a word that described something that was going on at the unconscious level under the surface that affected perception, decisions, and behavior. And so that word was Uta. We're actually working on a movie called Uta, The Healing of an Unmanageable Life. And we're going to be looking at that forgiveness process in developing that going forward. So the Greek idea of pardoning can be very beneficial, because if you're in a really, truly connected, loving space and you let somebody else off the hook for what's happening in your mind, you can disconnect them from what's happening in your mind. So the file folder effect doesn't have the impact that it had yesterday. But if that's as far as you go, it still leaves the root of the pain intact. And the idea of Aramaic forgiveness is to remove the root of the pain, not just unhook the person that you're currently blaming your pain on and or wanting to be responsible for your pain. So we want to take it to the next level. If it's appropriate, you know, somebody does something that's inappropriate, pardon them. That's a very nice thing to do. And if you do that out of a connected, loving space, you'll unhook them from the pain in your mind. But it won't change the pain in your mind. When you move to the next level, if you call that forgiveness, then you'll stop and you think you've done your forgiveness work. But if you do that, then what you do is you get to live the title of my book, which is Why Is This Happening to Me Again? By the way, you can go to our website and download the book free in many different languages. So when you decide to then do forgiveness work, which is what this worksheet we're about to go through, John asked us last week if we'd take somebody through the worksheet. And when you do this, what it does is it collapses the part of the mind that we're denying and trying to keep hidden from ourselves and or blaming on somebody else. When we deny, we create a dissociated mind. The dissociated mind then becomes the source of the pain that we feel. And because we're in denial, we can't see that information accurately. We've got somebody else to blame. It's their fault. Pardon them? Disconnect from the pain? Hey, things are better between us. Take it to the next level where you take this forgiveness process from the Aramaic in hand, and what you'll do is you'll collapse the dissociated mind. You'll go to the hidden chemistry in the cell that is the source of the pain. when we're in emotional turmoil and pain, what happens is that there's an energy that's been locked into the cellular structure. It literally shows up in the cell as chemistry. Cell biologist Bruce Lipton is showing us that when you think a thought, you produce a molecule. That molecule is called a neuropeptide. The neuropeptide lands on a cell, the cell replicates the neuropeptide chemically, and you get to live with the chemistry of your thought. Whenever somebody comes along and resonates that thought in you, the cell yells, ouch, this hurts, this shouldn't be in here. And because we hold that in a dissociated state, we use that very information to build our brain's image of someone else, and we want to blame them. We'd say, you made me feel this. Well, excuse me, you can't feel anything that isn't in your cell. You can't feel somebody else's pain, but somebody else can certainly trigger your pain. Once you realize they're the trigger, everything changes. And that's the direction that we want to head as we're moving forward in our Holistic Lifestyles initial show today, first time on the air for our work on the Forgiveness Doctor and why is this happening to me again. Pamela, do you have a thought there?
Well, again, that just brought a lot of clarity to me because going around and, of course, looking outside of ourselves for the cause of our pain as opposed to taking that responsibility and knowing that it's coming from within, and that the very reason a lot of the people are in our lives is to reveal things within us that we need to heal. So even though it may look like somebody is there to antagonize us, it's actually there to bring to the surface what we need to heal within us that is keeping us from the active presence of love 24/7, 365, like you often refer to. And what I am trying to and working to and aware of my awareness, much more conscious of where my awareness is so I can stay in that presence all the time.
You know, Jeannie always asks the question at the opening of the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop, which incidentally we'll be doing on March the 6th, a free workshop in Pompano at Unity Church there. And we originally, the minister was going to be calling in today to chat with us about what's happening there at the church, but unfortunately we can't take any phone calls today. But on Sunday, March the 6th, we'll be starting a six-day series, and we'll be doing that live workshop for anybody that wants to come be part of it. It's free, and you can also download the book online. And so where we want to head, and thanks for being in that clarity, because that just takes the work one step further as we move forward to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And so if you've got an issue that you'd like to move forward with, I think I'm being signaled to wrap it up here, and we're going to take a break. Cool, and let's just take an intermission. Holistic Lifestyles Radio, The Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, live from Boca Raton, Florida.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. My name is Dr. Michael Rice. Our show is The Forgiveness Doctor, and we're with Pamela Gregory, who's a forgiveness coach who's going to volunteer to do the worksheet process with us that we've been talking about. And if you want to pick up the worksheet and work along with us, if you go to whyagain.com, on the right side, download worksheet, pick up the 7-step worksheet. You can print it out and follow along with us. And the first step is to decide on, ultimately the worksheet process can be done with any person, place, thing, or event, past, present, future, living or dead, including yourself. But we're going to ask Pamela if she's got somebody in mind that she's willing to name as the object or the focus of her attention in this worksheet.
Yes, that would be Susie.
Susie. Okay, so anybody who's who's going to do a worksheet along with us, if you fill in that first blank in number 1A, there's a blank followed by two dashes in brackets. The first blank is to put the name of whoever you're doing your worksheet on. For Pamela, it's Susie. And then in the dashes in the brackets, there's a place to put your initials. So each time you do a worksheet, it's a reminder that it's about you. And we're going to ask you to just stop there. That's the first step or the opening step. And then we're going to go back to the beginning. Number 1A, I love, have through denial, trained my carbon-based memory. And carbon-based memory, we point out, is this body-mind unit. If you ask the physiologist today what your body's made of, they'll tell you its base element is carbon. And it's a device that stores information. It stores memory. It stores everything that happens to us. And so when we deny ownership, we find that you instruct carbon-based memory, you instruct your body's mind to show you things that aren't true. So I've trained my carbon-based memory to show me the lie that feelings and my giving up the experience of my essence love are caused by my trigger. In this case, you've named Susie, Pam. And, you know, Jeannie opens with that question in our Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop, how many of you have ever held a newborn child? And the essence of the newborn child, if you put it into a single word, what is it? The list always, wherever we ask that question, whatever culture it is on the planet, is always some variation on the theme of love. So you'll notice that we're going to, in this worksheet, address you by your true name, by your true nature, which is love. And if your culture hasn't taught you correctly, then you've trained your body's mind to show you that somebody else is the problem in your life. And so you've named that person. And the words "my trigger" in bold italics, and just kind of quickly, the reason those words are bold italics is so that you recognize the importance of changing the dynamic from believing that they're the problem in your life to they're the trigger in your life. They're the one who are showing you your content as opposed to the cause. Because if you think someone who's a trigger is a cause, you'll do a lot of work and you'll never get anywhere with the work that you're doing. Example, let's imagine we bring a man from the jungles of South America. He's never seen anything more complex than a dugout canoe. We sit him beside a canal and we ask him to figure out what causes bridges to go up. And after days of observation, he comes to the mistaken conclusion that boats cause bridges to go up. Now, of course, the boat is a trigger to the activity of the bridge going up, but the cause is the fact that the bridge tender pushed a button that causes a relay to activate a motor that turns a gear, and the turning of the gear, something inside the bridge, causes the bridge to go up. But imagine that our friend from the jungles, we invite him to receive the greatest reward he can imagine. Anything he could ask for, he's going to get if he can just keep the bridge from ever going up again. And with that assignment, holding to the mistaken belief that boats cause bridges to go up, what does he have to do? Obviously, he potentially has to stop the direction or at least change the direction of every boat in the world. And it's a whole lot of work. And if you've thought that everybody else was the problem in your life, you'll notice that you've probably gotten tired of trying to change everybody else, because nobody else can cause anything to happen in you that's not already in you. Your mind can make up pictures that it's all about somebody else, but the truth is, if you've been through it 87 different times with 42 different people, you're the one that was there every time. So this person is your trigger, and then in number 1B, very briefly describe what happened. So what's the situation for you in that, Pamela?
Well, Susie's called me numerous times and has shared with me what's been going on with her family, and she's got a lot of difficult challenges that she's dealing with. And literally to the point where, in her words, this is killing me, and she repeatedly says that, which, you know, just that in itself is a very dangerous place to even tread. But telling me how devastating this is to her and her family, yet when I share with her certain tools and things to do to take action just to go about creating the change in her life and that in her family, she hasn't taken the first step. And so I get really frustrated with her, so...
Okay.
A lot of frustration coming up from that.
So we'll ask you to notice your language being, I get frustrated with her.
Right.
And that kind of puts it outside of you that she's somehow the cause, as opposed to, it sounds like she's giving you the opportunity to look at your frustration, the way your physiology produces frustration when people don't follow your directions.
Exactly.
Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Never been any control issues in your life or in your world, right?
Never.
Okay, so we'll get clear on that one, all right. So number 1B, you describe what happened as briefly. She doesn't follow directions when I give them to her and cries for help. And your feelings? Frustration. So anybody who's listening, what's the situation you're working on? Very briefly describe it. And as you're describing it, notice what's happening with your breath. 99.9% of people, when they're working on an issue they don't want to deal with, hold the breath. Why? Because when we deny the mechanical way we create a dissociated mind and hide from ourselves is by holding the breath. So you'll notice there's a reminder on the worksheet to breathe. We're going to invite you to keep your breath open and to keep your breath moving as you describe that situation. And then your feelings. And again, you know, the note on the worksheet is all hostility and fear is from internal corrupt data. And what we're offering to people with this worksheet is the knowledge that whenever physiology is producing any form of hostility or fear, that's an indicator that there's something in the cell that doesn't belong in the cell. So the cell is saying, ouch, that's its hostility and fear coming up. And the tendency to hold the breath is how to keep that in dissociation so we don't have to confront it directly, which means we can't change it. Mm-hmm. If you can't confront what's in the cell directly, if you only see it when you project it on someone else, you can't ever change it. You can sit around and say, I don't like this feeling. I want to change it. I want to feel differently. You know, my friend said, well, just stop feeling that way. I haven't figured out how to stop feeling that way yet. And the truth is, because as long as it's in the dissociated part of the mind, you can sit around and critically think about it and making choices forever. It's not going to change the content. Forgiveness collapses the dissociated mind and allows you to change its content. So your feelings, frustration, folks on that are listening online or in the on the airwaves, fill in your feelings in number 1C. Sometimes feelings are pre-verbal, and so you'll see a little box there that says draw your feelings. If it's difficult to put into words, then simply draw a little line drawing of what would those feelings be. And if we're in a live workshop, we go through a whole exercise here, but we're not going to do that. Maybe tomorrow, if somebody wants to call in, if you want a little more detail, we can do that exercise on our blog talk show tomorrow. Link is on our website, yagan.com. But right now, what we're going to offer is that your thoughts are the cause of your feelings. You know, if I want to, let's say I stop and somebody says, Michael, what would you do if I wanted you to feel anger? And I'd say, well, I'd have to think about something that brought my anger forward. Okay, so then what would that thought be behind the frustration? If you look and went, every time I think this, I feel this kind of frustration, what would the thought be? Are you breathing?
No.
Okay, so you might want to
take a breath. I was thinking, like, if she would stop complaining about Susie, that if she'd stop complaining and take steps to change. Right?
Okay.
So then, of course, what does that bring up for me is like, okay, so what am I complaining about in my life, and what am I not taking steps to change?
Right. Okay, good. So then the thought is that she's not taking steps to change.
Right.
There's where the frustration lies. Okay. And or, again, I asked the question earlier, your eyes kind of lit up with it. Is it more an issue of she's not following your directions? She asks for help, complains about her situation, but isn't following your directions. Is it really more about her not following your directions that the frustration lies?
To me, it's like I'm very passionate about having people understand that just how much this process works, for instance.
Right.
And so when I have this tool that I know is so valuable and offer it to people and put it in front of them, and they'll say, yeah, but let me tell you my story again. And I just, that's where the frustration keeps coming up in me, where I just, you know, it's a frustration and annoyance.
So the thought then is more along the lines of people who just want to tell their story,
right,
and not heal their,
right,
lives.
Yeah, just call somebody to complain to, and then they're going to call somebody else who's going to listen.
Okay. So number 1D then would be my thought that causes my feelings is that she just wants to tell her story.
Right.
And everybody like her wants to tell her story instead of take steps to heal.
Right. And she's telling me she wants to heal, and she wants,
right,
to heal her family, and yet, you know.
Don't make me do anything.
Right, exactly. Can't you wave a wand to do it? Or?
Yeah, everybody wants a magic pill.
Can't you do something to change them?
Right. Yes. Yeah. And then, so you've got the thought behind it. So everybody that's doing the worksheet, if you would, look at the thought. If you look at that feeling and you were to, you know, go into something totally separate, one of the happy moments of your life, and then come back to that feeling, what thought do you think that takes you back there? And thoughts are the things that create and reflect as our feelings, and that's what we want to look at. And we're ready to take an intermission here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Are you ready to explode your business? then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back to The Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice on Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we're here doing a worksheet live. We're going to keep moving because the worksheet is a fairly long process. We're going to be kind of we're doing an abbreviated version of it. You can tap into our blog talk show tomorrow if you want more details and want to do call-ins with questions. But the next step in the worksheet number 1E is with this situation when this gal just wants to tell her story and not actually step in and do her work, what's your punishment thought?
I don't want to take any more of her calls.
Uh-huh. Lose the phone number, eh?
Lose the phone number.
No, she's just kidding, Tom. Anyway, so I just want to cut her off. I want to cut off communication.
Right,
I want to leave.
It's the
okay.
Same old story. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So then, Everybody, if you would, in number 1E, what's your punishment thought? What is it you want to do to them or to yourself? And then the second step is to recognize that whenever the mind is using hostility or fear, it's not telling us the truth. Hostility and fear is an indicator of the mind choosing corrupt data to build our reality. And most of us, all our lives, have believed the stories our mind have given us, our rage, our fear, our grief, our pain, and we're sure that our mind is telling us the absolute truth. And it is telling us the absolute truth about the content of our mind, but it's not telling us the truth about what's going on in the world. And so here, a choice to move out of what's called blockage of truth. A mind that loves its story more than the truth is a mind that's living in blockage of truth. And so there's a choice here to love truth and then to willingly go through. And this is an instruction you're giving your mind, that I'm willing to go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing. When we deny, we lock in. And when we add, say, for instance, something like a drug or alcohol, we literally lock in the chemistry of that substance. We lock in the pain that goes along with it. We lock in the beliefs and the thoughts. So that all becomes a complex in the dissociated mind. That's the uta, the word uta that I was talking about earlier. It's a suffix from the Aramaic that you add to a word that indicates that whatever that word represents is at an unconscious level impacting perception and behavior. And so the willingness to go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing is a willingness to open, to be connected to love, to be connected to truth, and allow whatever's been locked into that dissociated mind to move. One of the reasons why real healing isn't very popular, because it's not Dr. Feelgood. And so here we're looking at the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing. And on a physical level, healing looks like any kind of physical symptom you've ever had in low energy. On a mental level, looks like any kind of negative thought you've ever had and confusion. And on an emotional level, looks like any kind of negative feeling you've ever had and depression. They're the symptoms of healing. Willingness is kind of like the cosmic grease, helps it to move faster. And then number three, Pamela, if we took an example, and if I were in a room with 100 people, I'd say, has anybody here got anybody that knows how to give you the look? And, of course, a certain number of people would put their hands up and grin. And so if we took your person who knows how to give you the look and we asked them to come up in front of this room of 100 people, and, you know, someone says, well, you know, when he looks at me that way, he makes me angry. And we really believe that our mind's telling us the truth, that he's the cause of my anger, she's the cause of my anger, whatever, when my anger comes up in response to that look. And then I ask people to imagine, okay, I'm going to bring your person who knows how to give you the look up into the front of the room, and they're going to turn around and give the whole room of 100 people the look. Now, obviously, if that look is the cause of the anger, then everybody in the room is going to go into anger, which we know isn't what's going to happen. It's only going to be the person who has something in them that's different than everybody else in the room. So the problem when somebody gives you the look or says the word or, you know, gives you the voice or whatever it is, isn't their word, their look, their voice. It's what that triggers in you. There's something in you. And if you knew what that was every time that your mind used some form of hostility or fear, would you be willing to change it?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So then I would offer, and this is, for most people, such a totally new and ridiculous thought that they don't even really want to entertain it. But when you start checking it out, you find that every time you have upset pointed at someone, it's because you have a goal for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you walk through a crowd of 1,000 people and you don't know anybody in the crowd, you don't have goals for anybody. You don't look at anybody in a particular way except it's just another person. But if that person who last week didn't give you the $10,000 that you wanted them to give you, that they owed you, they happen to walk through with the crowd, all of a sudden what happens? Something stirs because, mm-hmm. not because they didn't give me the $10,000, but because I have a goal for that person. So in number three in the worksheet, I love, referring to yourself, want number 1A. So whoever you're doing your worksheet on, what is it you want from them? What, in positive words, is your exact goal for them? So in this situation with Susie, what would your goal be if you were very specific?
To use some of the tools that I share with her that she says that she knows will help her, but she won't use.
Okay. Would it also be appropriate to perhaps say to be willing to let go of her story?
Yes.
So maybe to be willing to let go of her story and use the tools,
mm-hmm.
to heal?
Perfect, yes.
Cool. Okay, so anybody that's listening online or on the airwaves, what is it you want from the object of attention of this worksheet you're doing? And then number four, I've been doing this work now for about 40 years, and about 20 years ago, I looked back over the years previously at what's the bottom line when I've seen people who've done just some really magnificent healing. And what I've noticed is two things. Is one, the person who was in their upset was able to allow something that was at the root of the upset to come forward to awareness. And at the same time, love was present in them or in the space. Either they or someone in the space was able to hold love, almost like shining a light into that part of the mind. And so in number four, we're looking at a choice. You know, we repeated earlier about asking about the newborn. We all started out as this awesome presence of love. And sadly, in our world, not many people think of themselves that way anymore, but that's still what's underneath it all. And so here's a step in number four where there's a choice to reconnect to our original being love instead of the upset, and to just willing to start to train your mind to go to the connected place rather than the upset place. And you'll notice on the worksheet there's a set of brackets with the rose and the butterfly story, and here's where I introduce the idea of the mansion. We've got a rose and a butterfly. They meet, they fall in love, they have this wonderful relationship, but then one day the butterfly up and flies away. The rose, knowing that the love of the butterfly is the most important thing in its life, uproots itself to give chase. What's going to happen to that rose?
Mm.
It's obviously going to die. And why does it die? It dies because it made something more important than being connected to its source. I would offer that each and every one of us, 7 billion people on planet Earth, your best friend, your worst enemy, all started out. When they were taken out of the womb, somebody held them in their hands and said, what an awesome presence of love. That's our original being. That's our source. And if we make anything more important, we're heading off in an incorrect direction. So here's a place to imagine holding the newborn. Tap into the presence of that love. Look into the newborn's face. Smile. And I mean, let your lips actually turn upward. And as you smile, let the image of your smile actually move up the front of your face and warm the frontal lobes of the brain. When you do that, that turns on a center in the brain that activates love, that opens a gateway for love. And so tap into that original essence, and then imagine that the newborn that you're holding, imagine that your face is superimposed upon their face, and it's yourself you're holding as a newborn, and you breathe and you bring that newborn energy into your own heart. And let yourself tap into that space of love. And from that space, what we want to do is collapse the reality held in the mind in number one, the reality of the frustration, the annoyance, the upset, and the whole carbon-based memory's projection out of whatever that emotion is, that's some form of hostility or fear. And the way you do that, because the goal that you identified in number three is actually a driver. There's some interesting science that comes out of Harvard University, and they're telling us that in a time frame where 10,000 brain cells fire, the maximum amount of information that goes into our conscious awareness, our conscious reality, is 9 bits. And so this 9-bit mind is driven by our goals. Our goals tell our mind which data to go and access. So I see the guy walking through the crowd of 10,000. I have no upset, no concern about anybody. But when I see his face, it resonates a goal. I want my $10,000. And that causes my 9-bit mind to search through and find whatever's keyed into that issue or that situation. And so in order to go directly to that, to collapse the projection that what's showing up in the 9-bit mind is about them, and to see where it really resides, and that's in me, I cancel the goal. Now, it may seem totally backwards because you say, but I deserve whatever it is I ask for. That, you know, that's a reasonable thing. And, you know, it's true, you do deserve it. But, Creator, why haven't you created it yet is the question I like to ask. Mm-hmm. If we say I deserve something and I'm a creator, obviously I'd be creating it. Mm-hmm. So there must be a part of my mind I'm not in touch with. And this step number 5 and 6 are how to have access to that part of your mind and how to begin to undo or remove that dissociated part of the mind. So number 5A, what you do is you take your answer from number 3 and copy it precisely as you had it in number 3, down in number 5 in the blank. Copy exactly from number 3. And then you want to collapse the projection. Now, we're going through this rather quickly, and please, folks, if you have questions, make a note, and we will be glad to answer these. We've got we'll be on 4 days a week, Monday through Friday. Tuesday we'll be doing this, so there won't be call-ins, but the rest of the week you can call in, and we'll be glad to get into as much detail about this process as you would care to know. So as soon as we come back for our intermission, we'll go into step number 5.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you.
For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. We're on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And on blogtalkradio.com/Earth Angels Radio, you can get to our website, whyagain.com, to download worksheets, a link to our 5-day-a-week radio show on Blog Talk. Thank you, Carol, and thank you, John Hollis, for sponsoring us here on WWNN. We're working with the forgiveness process. We are doing it in kind of an abbreviated format, seeing as how we can't take calls on the landline show, or we're not going to be. But we will be taking calls the rest of the week and every day except for Tuesdays from 2 to 3 o'clock. The link is on our website on whyagain.com. So we're at step number 5, and we've established that what you want from her is
willing to let go of her story and for her to take action.
Okay, cool. So then 5A consists of now canceling the goal for that. In the Aramaic language, the word forgive is shebag, and it literally translates to cancel. Again, it's got nothing to do with letting anybody else off the hook. It is where you cancel quite literally the driver in your mind that uses your dissociated data to produce its pictures and its realities. So step number 5A goes, in order to collapse my false reality, be liberated from my hostility slash fear, and get back to my actual mind and the truth about me and my object of attention, I cancel, in Aramaic shebag, my goal for number 1A2. And so what you'll want to do at this stage, Pamela, is just cancel that goal for her to be willing to get out of her story and to do her work.
Okay.
And now that may seem backward on first thought, but it isn't that there's anything wrong with the goal. That's a great goal, to have people heal and to support them in it. However, if your mind uses frustration to show you a picture of her when she's not willing to do it, that frustration's about you.
Mm-hmm.
Any situation where your mind is interjecting something that you're feeling, what you want to do, instead of they made me feel when she didn't do this, then she made me feel frustration or what have
right.
you, is to recognize when she didn't do this, that brought up my frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, as you cancel the goal, again, wonderful goal. It's not that there's anything wrong with the goal, but any time that you load into your mind a goal that links to some form of hostility or fear, you want to be canceling that goal, because what happens is that collapses the projection. It collapses the dissociated mind. Then you can come back into direct relationship with it, and that's where it becomes changeable.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So in order to collapse my false reality, be liberated from my hostility and fear, get back to my actual mind and the truth about me and my object of attention, I cancel, in Aramaic shebag, my goal for number 1A2, and you're canceling the goal for her to do her work and let go of her story. And then in number 5B, there's an invitation. You know, when you start looking at the fact that we have generations and generations of frustrations, fears, angers, what have you, in our minds, right from the moment of conception, and we have this, as Harvard tells us, a 9-bit mind, so to speak, it's going to be pretty tough to clean up all of that from a 9-bit mind. In the ancient Aramaic, they taught about a power that was called Rucha Dekudsha, and Rucha was an elemental force. It was actually feminine in Aramaic, a feminine elemental force that we might compare today to what we might call a superprocessor, something that can reach in much deeper than we can to our own minds. And so here's an invitation to ask that power, and of course in the 12-step work, it's the higher power. And so we leave that blank for somebody to fill in their own pet term for whatever that higher power is. So I invite, you know, God, Holy Spirit, Rucha, the higher power, and several things we suggest you ask for each time you do a worksheet, and that is to incline me toward healing, to restore me to my original nature love, to assist me in keeping love present, and help me to come into direct conscious relationship with and remove the dissociated and projected parts of my mind. The reason we end up being powerless over a part of our mind is because we've dissociated from it. We don't have access to it, so of course we can't change its content, and every time it's triggered, it's going to come up and take over. But by forgiving, you come back into relationship, you ask that power to go to work, and so everybody, if you would, go ahead and cancel the goal in 5A, and in 5B, invite whatever your term is, the higher power, to go to work. And in number 6, how do you feel as you do that, Pamela? What's happening for you?
I feel calmer, more at peace.
Okay. And then about the situation, number 1B, what does the situation look like to you now?
That I was too attached to her healing and whatever she was up to, as opposed to what I was bringing.
You know, I think, Pamela, that's something that everybody that goes into the helping professions has to work through. You know, one of the highest rates of drug and alcohol abuse in the world is the helping professions. And that's, I think, because they take over responsibility. And most people are happy to say, hey, doc, just fix me. You know, just tell me what I need to do, and then please do it for me. And so by letting go of that frustration, that overattachment, I know I had to work through that with people in the 40 years I've been doing this work, with people who would say, yes, I want to heal, I want to heal, and then wouldn't do anything about it. It's like, oh. And I had to realize that, you know, my growl around that was about me and not being honored, not being heard, not being listened to, That was my stuff. It wasn't their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've come to the point where, you know, my job is to deliver it. What people do with it, you know. I've had people who said, you know, I think I'd rather die. And it's like, well, I bless you. And if that's what you need to do, then I, you know, it's not my place to take your choice away from you. You're a big person. You've got choice. I could enable them. I could go into codependence and see if I could save them. But then I'd be trying to do their work, which, you know, is probably their game anyway. So I know that's one I've had to work with. So how does that situation
It helps up? A lot, how you just worded that. That definitely helps a lot. And so then now I'm able to go in and hold the space of love for her to heal in her own time.
Yeah.
And just be there for her support. And
I've watched people take 10 years to come back and ask, what was that you were talking about? How do I do this? So it's really important. And then a final step, and this has been quick. Please join us tomorrow. Go to our website, www.whyagain.com, and we'll be answering questions live if you have any more questions about the worksheet. But step number 7, you want to make sure that you plug another goal in place in relationship to the situation, or what will tend to happen is the mind will go back and generate more of the same.
Right.
We'll also be doing a series of live workshops starting on March the 6th at Unity in Pompano Beach. You can pick up the flyer from our website. There'll be 6 workshops Sunday afternoon and then Monday through Friday, all free workshops. But if you look at that situation, number 7, I acknowledge us for creating truth, perfect love. There are 2 goals we suggest. And then a 3rd one, what would be an appropriate goal for you to plug in that would be loving toward her? You've canceled the goal you had for her. Now what would your goal be toward her?
Again, to hold the space of love for her to heal in her own time. So.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So that's a cycle going through one worksheet rather quickly. It's actually a 3.5-hour workshop. We did it all in 4 33-minute segments, and we're winding down now, and it's a delight to have shared this show with you. Again, we'll be answering questions and carrying ongoing support with these tools as well as our free workshops. You can go to our website, download the book free. Thank you to John Hollis for creating Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're delighted to be here on WNN 1470. Please join us next week at 2 o'clock. 2 until 3, we'll be live on the air again talking about the process of forgiveness and the internal healing process.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. Also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Are you lost and perplexed when it comes to your website? You'll want to tune in to the Internet Business Hour, where we answer everyday questions about web design, new web applications, online marketing, social media, and more. We make it simple to understand and give you the latest tips, tricks, and ideas to help you keep up in today's digital marketplace. Don't miss us. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour Saturdays at 2 on WWNN AM 1470 and Sundays at 2 on WSBR 8.